making decisions.
How does your family make important decisions? Do children have any say in making these decisions, or do parents simply tell them what to do? There are several different methods for making family decisions. One method is to have a vote. Each family member writes his or her own choice on a piece of paper. With this method, each person gets equal say in the issue being decided. What if the vote is a tie? You should think of an idea to break a tie before you vote. A second method is to give older children special privileges. If you're moving into a new home, for instance, the oldest child might get first choice of bedrooms. A third method is to take turns making the decisions. Suppose a family goes on vacation together each year. One year, they might let their daughter decide where they should go. The next year, the choice goes to the son. A fourth method is to let the head of the household decide what is best. That is the way we do it in my family. The head of our household, my father, listens to all our opinions. Then he makes a decision. We agree to follow his decision even if we don't like it. Making family decisions is not always easy. The important thing is to choose a method that everyone agrees on. That could cause a problem, however. Which method should you use to decide which method to choose for making decisions?